Hey everybody, welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment studies the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. It's mentor moment time today, and we've got an incredible mentor for you. We've Barry Lunn. He is a serial entrepreneur, and his latest company is called Provizio. He is trying to have a major impact in the world by solving road debts, by helping to prevent them with his new technology. Today, you're going to hear about a non-traditional route into becoming an entrepreneur. I don't think there is a traditional route, but we talk about something very, very interesting, and this is something close to my heart. We talk about building a portfolio instead of a CV. This is kind of my theory, and my latest thesis at the minute is that the modern person, the modern worker, will build a portfolio, not a CV. So instead of having just a list of achievements, you'll have a list of things that you've worked on, examples of work. And I think this will be more closer to how we're going to work in the future with the rise of hybrid and the rise of remote. So to chat about this with Barry is really, really interesting. He's a very unusual background to becoming an entrepreneur. He originally went to art school. So here's 10 minutes where you'll understand, even if you don't feel you fit the mold, there is no mold. Just do it your own way. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, iconic offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials from my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic Offices. One of the most frequent questions I get asked on this podcast is, where do I find a mentor? And I've never fully had the answer, but now I do. Introducing Mentors Work, a fully funded mentoring program designed to help your business thrive, brought to you by the Small Firms Association in partnership with Skillnet Ireland. Imagine having a series of one-to-one individual mentoring sessions, along with upskilling workshops to network with your peers and learn from experts, as well as a bespoke business plan. And the best part, it's at no cost to you. Join over 2,000 Irish SMEs and see how the award-winning Mentors Work program can help your business to thrive. Places are limited though, so apply today at mentorswork.ie. Program is fully funded until the end of 2023, so get your application in now.
So they did amazing things. So that was an interesting one. And then I went to CBS Exon Street for secondary school, which again, an interesting one, like ended up being ranked as one of the worst schools in the country, like that the only hope for it was to shut it down. And I kind of got thrown out of there. So that's a claim to fame. You know what I mean? That like kicked out of the worst school in Ireland. But no, I think what happened there was like primary school was grand, but secondary school, like, so I'm dyslexic, but I was like, there was no dyslexia when we were younger. You know what I mean? It was like, you were lazy, basically, was how they looked at it. But I knew I wasn't lazy. So there was an element to that as well, that I was kind of, so I always had part-time jobs and I was always tipping away and trying things and selling stuff and up to no good. And so I ended up leaving school in fifth year, just couldn't, like, just school just wouldn't work for me. And it, obviously it wasn't a great school, so as in like they just had like other problems, you know what? Yeah. I mean, it was more like it was crowd control rather than schooling, right? So, and that was tough, and I didn't fit in, like, so I felt like I was acting a Mickey, like, sure, of course you're gonna deal with him in a not so nice way. So that was tough. And then I ended up going back, and then I left again, and then I did the leaving on my own for a finish. And wow. So that That was grand. And that worked. I was able to do it. And that was grand. And another school let me sit it there. Actually, two schools, because of the subjects I was doing. I ended up sitting my leave in between two schools. By the way, at the time, that seemed totally normal, right? To me, it as a thing to ask. Like, when I look back at it now, I've no idea even how they did that. You know what I mean? How the schools between them said, yeah, grand, sit your exams and don't go to school. But so that was that. And then I got into art college and I got into UL here in Limerick. So, and obviously I wouldn't have been going any further afield. I wouldn't have been able to afford to go anywhere else. So it was a funny one. My mom stepped in at that stage, I think, and kind of had a word and went, here, come here. You don't be going to UL, like, which is a very unusual thing for a mother to say, like, don't study engineering in UL, go to art college. But her thing was like the last number of years have been hell. For all of us. So, you know, you love art and we kind of discovered it later in life. Was really into design and building shit. I was always making and breaking stuff. And so got into that whole art school side of thing. So went to Limerick School of Art and Design, best decision I ever made.
Wow.
And really, like, art college is like, it's 4 years of learning to be self-critical, realistically. Like, day one, you're up there, you're putting your stuff on the wall. And at the beginning, your classmates are going, yeah, I don't like this. And you develop a really thick skin, which is great. Mm. But eventually you kind of develop the skills to do that yourself without someone else having to put it on, the, you know, without having to put it on the wall. And it's a great discipline. Like, they really should teach that type of thing broader. And the other thing you start to do is you build up a portfolio of work. And that becomes a three-dimensional picture of a person, rather. So you're coming out into the world with, like, color, right? It's not a CV. You've color. Here's stuff I built. And I was big into that. So I ended up I thought I wanted to be a painter. I didn't have the patience for that. So I ended up doing graphic design. And that was around the dot-com boom was kicking off in the late 90s. And so I started building websites. And so I would have probably then been, if I went to UL, I'd have been what the hell, who's your man? Like the arty fella. Whereas in the art college, I was the nerd, you know what I mean? And I started building websites and really liked that. I liked the idea that you could have an idea and turn it into something with code. And like my approach to coding was always very much like, I only learned enough. I was a real hacker. Like, it was like, okay, I'd see something I liked, so I'd unpackage that and try and use it myself. I wasn't into proper coding where, the big boys do, that kind of way. And that always kind of worked for me. And from there, I kind of got into software and front-end development. And that was kind of how I ended up. I met a couple of entrepreneurs. My only experience of an entrepreneur and what the hell that was one teacher in school who was obsessed with JP McManus because he went to CBS as well. And he used to call him an entrepreneur. And actually, a funny one with him, and I only thought of it recently, talking to someone for an interview, and he used to do this kind of around the class, accountant. He'd tell people what they were going to be. And he was right, actually. The lad that does our accounts right now was one of the guys he pegged as an accountant.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, maybe.
Yeah, so he was really good at it. He'd be like, accountant, bricklayer, whatever. And then he got to me and he said, criminal or entrepreneur, only time will tell. And and it could have gone either way. I think it's similar assets for either. But yeah, so I met these two lads who had basically, they'd built a company, Sugru Brothers. They'd built a company. They were one of Ed Walsh's first spin-outs from UL. They were both lecturers in UL. They'd built that company, raised venture capital back in the 80s, right? Sold it like to a Swiss multinational in 92, started in 86, sold it. Like, no one I knew or heard of had ever done any of that. Like, I knew nothing about any of this. And basically, long story short, they came back together in around 2000, 2001. They were coming back together to go again. So after they sold the company, they went off and did their own thing. And I was their first employee, which I didn't even understand, right? But they had kind of learned the hard way. They were tech, deep tech guys. They'd learned the hard way that, like, in the first business, they were building the hardware from the ground up. When they were going again, they were going, fuck that. Leave that to someone else, deal with that. We own the front end. We own what the customer sees. And so that they kind of saw that in me. So I went off with them, moved off to France. Owen lived in France and the other brother lived in Russia. So I kind of split my time between France and Russia for the next couple of years.
How did you get started with them, though? That's such a random departure. How did you get intro to them, or how did that come about?
I swear to God, they came into the art college and went, here, is there any lunatics in here? And they went, oh, we know just the guy.
We have honestly, just the guy for you.
Just the guy. There's something not right about this one. Have a look at this. And they kind of went, yeah, he's our guy. Yeah, it was. It was weird. It was weird. At the time, it didn't feel like, I know, when you look back at your own life, it's very strange, right? And there's so much serendipity and weird shit that goes on. But like at the time, it was like, yeah, of course they'd want to hire me. Why wouldn't they? When I look back, and I'm like, going, I have no idea. Like, and I'd have had a confidence, I suppose, to build stuff and that kind of thing. I think I always saw the potential of what I could do rather than where I was. And I do think that's a dyslexic mindset as well, which can be really damaging, because especially if you don't fulfill what you taught, because you're always trying to catch up with your own thoughts, you know what I mean? But I think they saw a bit of that in it, and it was good fun. And I was always into sales, so I worked in shops all the way through. My dad was a salesman, so I always worked. So again, the boys were animals for sales. Like, they were, you know, they were very customer focused, and like, we built that company up. Like, there was 8 of us, I think, and like we 25 million turnover in the first couple of years, like after just like 3 years, our annual turnover is 25 million. It was mental.
When was that, Barry?
That was in kind of 2002 to kind of, I was doing that like for 10, 11 years on and off, as the man says, because I did a few spin-offs then as well. And was, so anytime we created a tech, we kind of spun it off to the side. And so I got to play a bit of entrepreneurship with that as well, and raise money in that, and hired in management teams and all that fun stuff. So that was good as well, because obviously I learned from the boys, right?
I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Barry. If you want to go back and listen to the whole thing, it's a really good episode. That's back at number episode 132. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab.